Good morning, class. This is 15 September. We're going to be covering the mercy of God, His eternal being, and a discussion of total depravity. And the paragraphs we're going to use today are 6.7, 6.9, 6.10, and 7.11. My infancy is long dead, yet I am alive. But you, Lord, who live forever and in whom nothing dies, you existed before the beginning of the ages, before all that can be called before, and are God and Lord of all you created. And you are the constant causes of all inconstant things, and all mutable things have in your immutable beginnings. In you live the eternal reasons for all things unresponding and temporal. Tell me, your suppliant, O God, in pity for your wretch, tell me, did another period now dead precede my infancy? Was it the period I spent in my mother's womb? For about that I have heard some things, and have seen myself pregnant women. But what about before that, my sweetness, my God? Was I anywhere or anyone? No one can tell me, neither father nor mother, nor the experience of others, nor my memory. Do you mock me for asking this, and command me to praise and confess to you what I do know? I confess to you, Lord of heaven and earth, I praise you for my beginnings and the infancy I do not remember. For you granted that man should conjecture about himself from what he sees in others, and believe much about himself that is based on what he has heard from simple women. I existed and had life then too, and at the end of my infancy sought for signs with which I could make known to others what I thought. From where could I such a creature come if not from you, Lord? Can anyone be his own creator? Or is it some vein from elsewhere through which being and life flow into us that comes not from you who have created us, O Lord, in whom being and life are not two separate things? Because the most supreme being and the most supreme life are one. For you are the highest and do not change, nor does in you the present day end. And yet it does come to an end, for all these things are within you. They would have no way to change from one thing to another if you did not set boundaries for them. And since your years have no end, your years are all a single today. How many of our days and those of our fathers have passed through your today and received from it their measure and form of existence, and still others will pass through it and receive their measure of form and existence. But you always remain the same. And you will make into today and have made into today everything that will be tomorrow and beyond, and everything that was yesterday and before. What is it to me if someone does not understand this? Let him rejoice and ask, what is this? Let him rejoice and be glad to find you by not seeking you, rather than seeking you and not finding you. Hear me, O God, alas for man's sin. A man is saying this, and yet you pity him, for you made him, though you did not make the sin in him. Who reminds me of the sins of my infancy, since no one in the world is without sin before you? Not even the infant, whose life is a single day upon the earth. Who reminds me? Does not any infant do so, in whom I see the things about myself that I do not remember? And what had been my sin? Was it that crying I grasped for the breast? For if I grasped that way now, not for the breast, but for food appropriate to my age, I would be rightly derided and rebuked. What I did in my infancy was worthy of rebuke, but since I was not able to understand the rebuke, neither custom nor reason permitted me to be rebuked. As we grow, we cast off such ways. And does anyone ever knowingly cast off things that are good? Or was it good in the period of infancy to cry for things that would be harmful to me? Was it good to be indignant that free people, adults, those who gave birth to me, and many people of experience would not submit to me at my whim, whom I would strike and try to injure as much as I could for not obeying my commands, which it would be harmful to obey? Hence, it is merely the feebleness of infant limbs that is innocent, not the infant's mind. I myself have seen and observed a jealous baby. He could not speak, but turned pale and glared at the other infant being breastfed along with him. Who has not encountered such things? Mothers and nurses tell us that they respond to these things with all kinds of remedies. Can it in truth be innocence in the infant when the fountain of milk flows freely, even abundantly, and the infant cannot endure sharing it with his brother, even if his brother is in extreme need, his life depending on that very nourishment? We regard these things with indulgence, not because they are slight or insignificant, but because they disappear with age. Though you might accept such behavior in the case of the infant, it proves utterly unacceptable when encountered in those of mature years.